Well,
Random.
here's another depopulation agenda that they're pushing. It's depopulation agenda perfectly. Now they've mastered killing the babies in the womb. Now they're mastering it, stopping babies from ever being able to be procreated to begin with,
Yes.
because they have castrated children chemically from the ability to have children in the future.
Yes.
I was at the state capitol last session when there was a bill to stop children from being able to transition. It should have been an adult issue, and I don't remember where it stood. I think it passed, but I don't think it passed till a couple of years from now, but I don't really remember. But what was profound to me was there was a few different trans men or former trans men, trans women, former trans women. Okay, so they're men. They transitioned into being a female. They transitioned being out of a being back to a male, and they are so regretful because they've destroyed their body. And a lot of the men never had children prior to transitioning, and they can never have children again.
Correct.
And that
They
part
can't,
kills their
yes.
heart because they can't have children again. And then I'm not sure how you get reconstruction, but I imagine that it makes it challenging when you finally do fall in love and want to have sex. I bet there's a challenge there. I know from watching a documentary with one man who transitioned into being a female, and I think he regretted it too, but he's like, I've been a woman for so long, I'm just not gonna go back. But he's not for, she is not for, he, she is not for kids or anyone transitioning, because it's been a hardship for her, him. That gets really confusing. And then they made it a way to where it looks like a vagina, but it's not.
Correct.
And so sex with that person is very painful for that person. And so something that was meant to be beautiful between a husband and wife has now been destroyed. And God said, go and procreate, God, go and multiply. And Satan's like, no, I don't want you to. It's the exact opposite of what God said.
Right.
So
And he's
it's been a
destroying all of
mess.
it, and then it really goes into that transhumanism. I mean, ultimately, because now they're able to get these people to believe, they've used this issue as, okay, well, really, you don't want to be with, like, if I'm a female, you don't want to be with a man. We're going to make you a man. And then what's interesting is often that female who became a man ends up with a man who became a woman. Do you see what I'm saying? So me as a female am still with a man.
They
But
just,
that man is pretending to be a woman and I'm pretending to be a man? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why? Why didn't you just stay who you were? Well, because now they've got them brainwashed to think, oh no, because now we're standing up and we're part of the new culture. And at the same time, they can't enjoy sex, they can't procreate, they'll never have children, and they'll just die off, or they become its, because like you just said, he or she, or I don't know. And then now look at all the pronouns. I'm a they, them. So you're not
Which
even
doesn't make
identifying as a
grammatically
human?
sense at all.
It's no, they're rewriting everything.
Well,
And that goes towards that transhumanism.
yes, you said it. You said it. That is the new branding for depopulation agenda, is the transhumanism. That's
Yes.
from their own words. I mean, if you listen to our friend Clay, he will tell you all about transhumanism. He has clips of them saying all this stuff themselves. It's not making it up. It's just the
Correct.
progression of depopulation. And here's what's kind of scary, because this whole robot thing. You love Hollywood Decode, and I love watching your Hollywood Decode. But if you go back to any Hollywood movies with robots, like the Arnold
Terminator.
Schwarzenegger, Terminator was the one I was thinking of. Terminator, what happened? They went against the people, and the people were dying from the machines. The machines are out to get them. And so what's happening in Twitter right now is the machines are taking over Twitter, and they were able to program into Twitter what you can say, what you cannot say. And
Yep.
so what's going to happen with smart cities? Oh, pretty soon, when the computer is going to control your lifestyle, it's going to be your first mode of medical help. So when you go, I can't even really get this message out correctly, because there's just so much tied with it that the whole AI thing is going to be intertwined with medicine. It's going to be intertwined with everything you say, do, feel. There's no escaping this AI. So what I'm encouraging parents not to get for Christmas is the Meta goggles, because if their agenda succeeds, and in 2030, they want their agenda to succeed with the smart cities and total surveillance of Big Brother.
Yes.
That's going to be your only escape, are those VR glasses. And guess who's Meta, Facebook, big tech, who's also colluding with our government to stop free speech and to influence the elections. So that's part of it. So I would encourage you, don't get that, because it's all indoctrination to get us comfortable. The first step was our smartphones, and you know how great and convenient that is. So they're getting us on convenience.
Yes.
They're trying to get us trapped with convenience and then technology. Those are the two ways. So it's just this progress. And I want to share some of this We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you can support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today, use promo code Amber, and save some money at checkout.